Where do we find Jesus in the book of Job? I've written an article in the latest issues, etc. journal titled Job in 4 Not So Easy Steps. You can read it by subscribing to the online Issues Etc. journal. Just look for the red subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. Pastor Ross Johnson has written our Wittenberg Trail feature. It's titled Lutheranism, Christianity's Best Kept Secret, the free online Issues Etc. journal. As promised, the time has come, as it so often does on Friday afternoons here at Issues Etc. The end of the week, that means an opportunity for you to play just about the simplest game in the world, certainly the simplest game we play with our listeners. It's called Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. As far as I know, it's the only game we play with our listeners. We play 4 soundbites from this week's Issues Etc. audio. All you got to do is listen. And then after you've heard the 4 soundbites, you decide which you think should be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. And then your part, you give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Call us live this Friday afternoon and vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Phone call votes get to vote first. 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email with your vote. Include your city and state so we know where you're listening. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at Issues ETC, or you can vote at our Facebook fan page where we've left space for your vote, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. It's your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package. We only give these away to people who have the best vote during Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, or actually physically come and visit us here at the LPR studio. We had some people in earlier today. They got the LPR bundle package. You can get it too for having the best vote playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. And I have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and notepad, the LPR bundle package. Now, the candidates this week, the four candidates for this week's Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, we'll play them in order. You listen, and then you give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Soundbite number one comes from Dr. John Warwick Montgomery. He responds to Bishop John Shelby Spong. First we hear Spong, then Dr. Montgomery.
I don't believe that when you read the Gospels, you're reading stories that were eyewitness accounts of a person named Jesus of history. I don't believe anybody ever, for example, took 5 loaves and 2 fish and fed 5,000 people. I don't believe that's possible to do. I don't think Jesus ever preached the Sermon on the Mount, for example. Matthew created that. That comes out of years of biblical scholarship that most people have never had an opportunity to hear about. I don't think any of them are written by eyewitnesses. I don't think people understand that. But I think that the biggest mistake that we Christians make is that we read these books as if they're either history or biography.
When I was in theological seminary, I had a professor of systematic theology by the name of T.A. Cantonin. He said, "I always wanted to become famous." And then it occurred to me that to become famous in theology means to present something new and different. But if I present something new and different after 2,000 years of Christian theology, this is bound to be heresy. And therefore, I have decided not to become famous.
That's soundbite number one, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery responding to some things said by Bishop John Shelby Spong on a recent interview on Issues Etc. Should it be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-6943. Send us your vote right here in the studio. We get them in real time. Talkback@issuesetc.org or vote right now at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Frank Turek. We were talking with him about the advocates for same-sex marriage. Here he is answering the question, is natural marriage bigotry or biology?
You see, race has no impact on your behavior, but homosexuality is a behavior. So if he's going to say it's a civil right to get married because of a particular behavior, then by that same logic, anybody with any behavior could claim that they have a right to marry, say, if a person wants to marry 5 people, then that's the behavior they want to engage in, so that would be a civil right then. This is very sloppy thinking. to say that because somebody has a desire to marry somebody, that if you deny them that right to marry that person, you're denying them some sort of civil right. I mean, everyone puts limits on marriage. If marriage had no definition, it wouldn't be anything. I think even most same-sex marriage proponents want to define marriage in such a way so groups can't marry and relatives can't marry. Are those homosexual activists bigots when they advocate that marriage not include groups, relatives, or other parties? I mean, I don't think so. They're not violating anyone's rights. And so a conservative who wants to advocate that marriage not include same-sex relationships are not violating anyone's rights either, because defining marriage in accordance with the facts of nature, it's not bigotry, it's just biology.
All right, that's soundbite number two. Frank Turek is natural marriage, bigotry, or biology. If you think it should be soundbite of the week, then give us a call right now. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, February the 21st, 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number three this week comes from Dr. David Wells. We recently talked with him about his latest book on the holy love of God. Here he is describing the holiness and love of God at the cross.
If we're going to stand in God's presence, it has to be because there is a righteousness given to us from Him that clothes us. Then it is that we will meet His holy standards. Nobody can be in any doubt, if they have read the gospel story, about the judgment of God. It was there in the cross of Christ. That moment, that event, shouts out the message that the holiness of God is real, and His judgment on sin is inescapable. If it had not been inescapable, Christ would not have come and died. But while you have His holiness thus revealed, you also have His love, because it was God Himself in the person of His Son who took our sin and our judgment upon Himself. This was an act of the utmost self-sacrifice and self-giving. So here in this one event you have disclosed in its most intense colors, both the holiness and the love of God.
That's soundbite number three, Dr. David Wells, on the holiness and love of God at the cross. Should it be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us an email with your vote. Include your city and state, please. talkback@issuesetc.org. Here is soundbite number four. Get ready to vote, because after we play it, we'll take a break and take your phone calls, your email, and your votes at our Facebook fan page for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week. Soundbite number four from Chris Roseborough, Fighting for the Faith, talking recently with us about megachurch pastor Stephen Furtick.
What we may be seeing with Stephen Furtick is not just the rise of a megachurch pastor, but based on his psychology, the manipulation techniques, the unconscionable things that he does, we may actually be seeing the rise of somebody who might be a cult leader, more than just a megachurch pastor. Yesterday, the internet was abuzz with the fact that Elevation Church has created a coloring book called the Code Coloring Book that is literally designed to indoctrinate the kids at Elevation Church. The coloring book itself is all about Stephen Furtick. It's not about Jesus. It's about Stephen Furtick. Stephen Furtick moving to Charlotte, North Carolina. Stephen Furtick, who's the visionary leader, and it literally teaches these kids that they are united under the visionary leader who's received a vision from God, and that they will basically defend that vision. And these kids are being indoctrinated into it. You know, and I think back to when my kids were of the age when, you know, they would sit in the pew and would, you know, have coloring pages. All of the coloring pages were about Jesus, but not so with Elevation Church. The coloring pages that they're coloring in at Elevation Church aren't about Jesus. They're about Stephen Furtick. And that is something that is beyond just troubling. That is something that shows that the focus of Elevation Church isn't on Christ. The focus of Elevation Church is on Stephen Furtick, and he can do no wrong. Now you start to cross the line into a cult mindset and cult mentality. This is more than just a charismatic leader at this point.
All right, that's soundbite number four, and now it's time for you to vote. Your vote decides. Your vote alone decides which will be issues, etc. Soundbite of the week. Our call-in number, this break is a great time to call, and you get first in line when you do. 877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Send us that email with your vote and your city and state. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send your vote to us via Twitter at issuesetc. The phone number again, 1-877-623-6943. This break is a great time to call and vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Tuesday, Wednesday, hard to tell. Thursday, never looking back. It's Friday, I'm in love. Here's Eric listening in Chicago. Hi, Eric. What's up?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say I really encourage people to give to Issues Etc. as it's the flagship of confessional liturgical Lutheranism in the world, I'd say, on the media.
Issues Etc. is listener-supported, and you can support the flagship of confessional liturgical Lutheranism in the media by making a secure online donation at our homepage, issuesetc.org. Thanks for listening, and thanks for your support.
In Higher Things, we believe that if you put good Christ crucified for you Lutheranism into a youth, you'll get a good Christ crucified for you Lutheran youth. Join us this July at the Higher Things Crucified Youth Conferences in Florida, Wisconsin, Utah. Check us out at www.higherthings.org. Higherthings.org. Dare your youth to be Lutherans this summer.
Often imitated, never equaled. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. And in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
It's time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live this Friday afternoon. It's the 21st of February. The last 10 minutes is entirely devoted to your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Phone call voters get to vote first. 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Our Facebook fan page where you can vote as well. Please include your city and state. We'd like to know where you listen. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us your vote via email. We'll get it right here in the studio. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter at issuesetc. Should it be soundbite number one? Dr. John Warwick Montgomery responding to Bishop John Shelby Spong. Should it be soundbite number two? Frank Turek answering the question, is natural marriage bigotry or biology? Should it be soundbite number three? Dr. David Wells, the holiness and love of God found in one person at one moment at the cross? Or soundbite number four, Chris Roseborough commenting on his deep concerns about the rise of megachurch pastor Stephen Furtick. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE. Send us that email with your vote, talkback at issuesetc.org, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Listening in Boston, Massachusetts, Marla's on the line. Hi, Marla.
Hi, Todd. How are you today?
Very well.
Awesome show as always. I have to vote for number two, and I'll tell you why. Every time I listen to everything that you have on, I always learn something. But I was able to learn to actually put into practice, or put out the word rather, something I learned from listening to that conversation about marriage and homosexuality and all of that, where it was being discussed on a local talk program on the radio here in the Worcester, Boston area. I called in, and I used some of the talking points from that show, number two. I forgot the guy's name. The points were not difficult for me to make, but they were difficult for the radio host to take. He kept wanting to smooth it over, my points, and I just kept, I used the points. For example, inherent behavior problem, you know, the behavior.
Sure.
If homosexuality, they want it to be a behavior because they're saying that they're born like that and that's the way they are. And I made the point, well, what about a child molester? That happens to be the way they're inclined. So don't they have the same right to act on their behavior? And, oh, let me tell you, that was something. But I kept pushing, and finally I said, Paul, who made us? Oh, whoa. I said, God made us. And who made marriage? Oh, I said, God made marriage. He looked up. I said, and why? So that we can keep the species going on. Marriage is for a man and a woman to bring children into the world. I'm sorry.
Well, Marla, thank you very much. I appreciate your thoughts. And good work, by the way. Thanks for listening in Boston. Selena listens in Cedar Hills, Missouri. Hi, Selena.
Hi, how are you doing? A great show, by the way. I'm going to vote for number one. I listened to a big part of that interview that you had, and the whole time I was listening to that interview, I kept thinking, get thee behind me, Satan. I mean, you know, because he's twisting the words of the Bible and adding to and taking stuff away from it, and it's just exactly what Satan does every time he tries to talk to us. And I just think that whole interview and then talking about it afterwards was marvelous. So thank you.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for listening in Cedar Hills. Let's see. Kansas City next. Mike, thanks for waiting on the line.
Yeah, thank you, Pastor Wilkin. I wish people listening would consider supporting Issues, et cetera. It's a great resource. And I'll have to go with the Bishop Spong segment also. And the thing I found striking about it was, in the course of the interview, Bishop Spong mentioned that God operates outside of space and time, yet then he discounts all miracles. I mean, that just doesn't make any sense. God can operate outside of space and time, but he can't multiply fishes and loaves. So what I would ask Bishop Spong is, what do you do with the 1 Corinthians 15 passage where Paul says that if Christ is not resurrected, then there, in essence, there's no Christianity for anyone. What would Bishop Spong do with that? That was literal by Paul.
Thank you very much, Mike. Thanks for listening in Kansas City. Let's see what Scott has to say in Altamont, Illinois. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor. I'm voting for John Warwick Montgomery as well. Before we assess the claims of people like Bishop John Shelby Spong, we should ask why we should regard contemporaneity as a virtue. New and different is only a virtue for certain things. They have their place. For instance, when it comes to milk, it's better new. When it comes to wine, it's better old. The mass media needs something to sell, and if it hasn't been around before, you can sell it a little easier. A Christian would understand that Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Those with new, nominally Christian doctrines probably just have something to sell.
Smartest listeners in radio. Scott, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Illinois. William in Enid, Oklahoma says, I'm going to have to vote for Dr. Montgomery. Mr. Spong has replaced biblical truth with his own reason. Steve votes for soundbite number four. He says, what does he say? He says, Chris is teaching discernment of false teachers, like this message about Elevation Church and the coloring book, is key to what is happening to the church and our current lives. I have friends involved in these movements. Stephen, thanks for your vote. In Edgerton, Ohio, Kurt votes for soundbite number two. Frank said so many good things that we need to hear in the church and repeat to the world about these issues, but basically what humans want to do naturally is rarely good because they come from a sinful heart. Let's see. Soundbite number one is the winner this week. We have more votes, but we couldn't get to him. Soundbite number one, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery responding to Bishop John Shelby Spong.
I don't believe that when you read the Gospels, you're reading stories that were eyewitness accounts of a person named Jesus of history. I don't believe anybody ever, for example, took 5 loaves and 2 fish and fed 5,000 people. I don't believe that's possible to do. I don't think Jesus ever preached the Sermon on the Mount, for example. Matthew created that. That comes out of years of biblical scholarship that most people have never had an opportunity to hear about. I don't think any of them are written by eyewitnesses. I don't think people understand that. But I think that the biggest mistake that we Christians make is that we read these books as if they're either history or biography.
When I was in theological seminary, I had a professor of systematic theology by the name of T.A. Cantonin. He said, "I always wanted to become famous." And then it occurred to me that to become famous in theology means to present something new and different. But if I present something new and different after 2,000 years of Christian theology, this is bound to be heresy. And therefore, I have decided not to become famous.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week. Dr. John Warwick Montgomery responding to some of the things said in our interview with Bishop John Shelby Spong. The LPR bundle package this week goes to Marla in Boston. Thanks for listening and thanks for your vote. If you would send us your shirt size and your mailing address, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. We will send you the LPR bundle package. Thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We did count your votes even though we weren't able to read all of them. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, please consider making a tax-deductible donation to support this worldwide outreach this very weekend. You can make a financial gift by check, make your check payable to Issues Etc., and send it to Issues Etc., Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234, or make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org. Monday on the program, we'll talk with Pastor Tom Baker about the Transfiguration. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Come to Bethany Lutheran Church in Fairview Heights, Illinois, February 21st and 22nd for the Making Disciples Conference, a conference for Lutheran laity and clergy on the role of liturgy and catechesis in making disciples of all nations. Pastor Matt Richard from Gwinner, North Dakota, and Pastor James May, missionary to Africa, will look at how the Church's liturgy and catechesis are vital for making disciples of people in any place or time. February 21st and 22nd, Fairview Heights, Illinois. Call 618-632-6906 or go to makingdisciplesconference.weebly.com.
Trinity Orchard Farm is settled between two rivers showing the way to the water of life. For worship that is reverent, relevant, and refreshing like pure water, or for excellent education in a unique setting, check out our church and school. We're just 5 miles north of Highway 370 on Highway 94 in St. Charles County. Visit us on the web at trinityorchardfarm.com. That's trinityorchardfarm.com. Our phone number is 636-250-3350.